At the second to last meeting of the year, county workers and their union reps persuaded commissioners to stop the 5% deductions. But days later, Mayor Carlos Jimenez vetoed that decision, saying the county could not afford to return the money. So at this last meeting of the year, which opened with Christmas music from a brass quintet, the hope was for a veto override to repay the workers. Jimenez told the board there was only one way to do it without layoffs and significant service reductions.
If 9 of the members of this board want to increase taxes next year, then that's their purview, and then we will work under those parameters.
Jimenez said restoring the 5% deductions without a tax increase would be a $56 million expense that would grow to $200 million in 2 years. But an election year tax hike to fund employee salaries had no support. A veto override required 9 votes on the 13-member board, and there were a solid 8 behind it. But the possible deficit consequences were too much for Chairwoman Rebecca Sosa. She had voted before to return the workers' money, but now...
I'm not going to vote to fire employees in this county. And you do it, but not because of my vote.
The sustained veto means the county is back at a bargaining impasse with 11 different union groups, and the way forward is not clear. Union leaders left the meeting in dejection and dismay. President John Rivera of the police union said department morale is collapsing.
Oh, they're disgusted. They don't even want to show up to work. I mean, especially mine, I'm going to risk my life for ungrateful people like this.
The average county salary is $60,000 a year, $15,000 more than in the county at large. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.